This goes to Aubrey, A-U-B like boy, R-E-E, Akers, A-K-E-R-S, and Lent November, P like practice. Fax 989-875-5023. Regarding Madeline, M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E, La Rose, it's capital L-A, capital R-O-S-E. Date of birth, January 27th of 1950. Dear Miss Akers, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mrs. LaRose, who was seen in Gratiot Community Hospital, 716 of 25, by Dr. Fuente for abnormal kidney function. She had right-sided hydronephrosis with worsening renal failure, and she had, and due to the acute kidney injury, losartan and metformin were discontinued. She had hematuria and cystitis at that time, and a Foley catheter was placed in the hospital. She had a history of cystoscopies and a laser lithotripsy in 2021, and cystoscopy with right-sided stenting several weeks before admission to the hospital in July, and then she had UTI and then sepsis and was admitted to the hospital in July, and then consulted with nephrology at that time. Initially, creatinine level was as high as 2.43. That was July 14th of 2025. And also July 1st of 25, the creatinine 2.28 with GFR of 22. And then 7:15, creatinine was 2.72. 7:16, it was up to 3.53. Definitely acute renal failure at that point. She had metabolic acidosis and low sodium that was stable, and a white count that was elevated but improving, and hemoglobin was 8.1 at that point. She did improve throughout hospitalization, and then after discharge, we did weekly lab studies. Creatinine ultimately stabilized between 1.49 and got as low as 1.39. Most recently, on September 2nd, the creatinine is 1.44. The patient is feeling much better, she reports, today. And she's off all oral antibiotics and is able to go for walks with her small dog every day for exercise. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema. Medication, she's on amlodipine 5 mg daily, Lipitor 20 mg daily, Eliquis 2.5 mg twice a day for history of blood clots, Glucotrol 10 mg twice a day, Lantus 32 units daily, Lovaza 1 gram daily, Omeprazole 20 mg daily, Oxybutynin is 5 mg 3 times a day as needed for bladder spasms. Ribelsis is 14 mg once a day. Also some oral vitamin B12 and cinnamon, and then vitamin D3. Physical exam, height 64 inches, weight 191 pounds, pulse 85, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 144 over 62. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 9/2/2025. Creatinine 1.44 with estimated GFR of 38. Calcium is 9.5. sodium 137, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 22, albumin 3.5, phosphorus 4.3. Hemoglobin is 9.3, hematocrit is 30.6, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked her to check labs monthly for the next 2 months, and if they stay stable, we'll be checking them every 3 months thereafter. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. And 3, type 2 diabetes, stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.